Game Pursuits podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Onro, and today we're going to be switching gears a bit with the off season upon us, spring bear season right around the corner. But in this downtime, lots of us are hitting the ice or hitting the water and doing some fishing. So we have guest Dev the Dog Skipton from Double Down Outdoors. How's it going today?
Not bad, you?
Not too bad myself. Yeah, with myself, kind of days getting longer, getting warmer too. Fishing down here in Victoria is getting better. I've been out fishing quite a bit, and I know yourself's pretty big on the ice fishing and fishing alone. So,
yeah, I've been out quite a bit. We've been in a pretty heavy cold spout in Alberta right now, so it's been hard to get on the ice, but if you can brave the minus 45.
That's crazy, like all across, even up in Fort St. John and like across there, it's minus 55 with the wind up there right now, so.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's not fun. And then there's me in shorts and a t-shirt down here.
Yeah, I see those pictures. I'm jealous.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I guess we'll start it off ice fishing. I've never personally ice fished in my life. I definitely want to get into it. It seems pretty fun. But I mean, tell me a little bit about kind of what you do when you're ice fishing.
Yeah, well, for me, like, I've been ice fishing since I was a kid. Just young, because my dad was an avid angler, and still is. He's still well versed into the fishing. Not so much ice fishing anymore now with all his back and shoulder injuries, so it gets a little cold and hard for him. But I've picked up the socks there, and like everything from first ice to 3 inches of ice when it's right sketchy to, you know, going out this weekend. I'm actually going to be filming some stuff for Double Down and going to do a Laker tournament up in Cold Lake, Alberta. So it's biggest lake trout's the goal, and lots of money and prizes to be won in the tournament. So I'm going to brave that minus 50 and get her done.
Awesome. So, like, what is a typical day on the ice kind of look like?
For me, it all depends, really. Like, I've got a couple buddies that I go out with, and we do a whole run and gun style. So a couple four-wheelers, two augers, and sleds. And we just jump on, and it's punch hole after hole after hole. We use, you know, Humminbird, the Helix is what I've got, the Helix 8. Helix 9.
What is that?
So it's a sonar style. It's got the whole flasher system in it. And it's got the GPS nav, so I can check my maps that I make during the summer with my boat. So it's really
fishing. So it's like a fish finder kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's got the same style screen as a fish finder, but I can change into a flasher mode where it shows me my cones down under the ice, and I can see when a fish comes on the screen and whether they're coming up to my bait or they're going down. And I can, we've taken the guessing game out of fishing as humans and now made it are you skilled enough to catch that fish? So yeah, for me, it's, if I'm going out with those guys, it's run and gun. We set up a base camp by shore, maybe for some perch or whatever. And then we take the four-wheelers out and we punch and punch and punch. If it's me by myself, I take my sled out and I have a dual hub, and I set that up. I set up my heaters so I have a nice warm place, and I throw the underwater camera down. I get an aqua view and I've got the sonar. So I throw them all down together in different holes and I just sit and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Yeah. I know fishing personally is, you know, good escape from reality kind of thing. You just get to sit there and do your own thing.
I love it.
Yeah. Can't really beat it unless, I guess personally, unless I'm hunting. It's the next favorite thing to do.
Yeah, but they're both one and the same. You're out there Peace, quiet, wilderness. No hustle and bustle of everyday life. You don't have to think about work when you're out there. You're doing your thing.
Yeah, typically there's a little bit more success in fishing than there is hunting, but two different things, right? So,
well, I don't know. I've caught just as much green stuff in the water as I've shot in the land.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, those seaweeds and stuff. Pretty tiring after a while.
Yeah, but it's nice because I can go out and I've had a few good stories come out of the last couple hunting seasons with human error where I've shot trees or, you know, I've left something that I needed to shoot with or whatever. But fishing, it's just I feel like I can adapt more and overcome. And like even just when I took my kids out one day, they're like, well, we don't want to use fishing rods. I'm like, well, what do you want to use? We want to use sticks. I'm like, perfect. Here you go. Give them some sticks. Give them some, I think I gave them 10 feet of line and a hook and threw it down the hole, and they were catching brook trout all day.
Those are the fun days. I remember doing that, trying to get a spinner, make a fly rod.
Yeah.
Never worked. I don't think I ever caught a fish. But you want to tell us about the time that you shot that tree?
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine, actually. Him and his buddy are starting a hunting thing. And I went out and did a mule deer hunt and a whitetail deer hunt with him this year. And he's a really good friend. Like he spoke at my wedding, and that was definitely one of the stories that he decided to tell the entire crowd of how my genius of hunting and fishing was to try and creep closer and closer. I had a beautiful shot at 35 yards, but I wanted that 15-yard shot. And I tried to shoot through the crotch of a tree. And, well, shooting uphill through a crotch of a tree, I didn't really take the arrow drop into consideration. And I lost that broadhead.
Well, that's name of the game, I guess, right there. But
made for a great story, though.
Exactly. I mean, made probably for a couple laughs at your wedding, didn't it?
Oh, a couple.
Yeah, just a couple. Yeah, so like, I mean, ice fishing, obviously you really, really enjoy.
I love it.
But, I mean, summer, what do you usually fish for in the summer? Like, do you fish on the lakes, on the rivers?
So here where I am in Wainwright, Alberta, I have the Battle River. And I consider the Battle River like a long lake because I catch pike in there and I catch walleye in there. And that's it. I've caught a couple goldeye. But for me to go catch trout around here, it's like I'm a native of Newfoundland. So every body of water has got trout and salmon in it back home. Where here you have to like find the little man-made stocked lakes, and we don't have the run trout and run salmon that just come up in the creeks. So it's not the same world, but I love lake fishing. I got some really good buddies I go out with here. We go out, you know, big 18, 19 pound pike, burbot fishing, lake trout. The lake trout fishing in Alberta is phenomenal. The limits aren't that great, but hey,
Do you eat lake trout?
I eat all the fish I catch.
Awesome.
So how's if like I can like within limits, obviously.
How's burbot? I've heard phenomenal. Burbot's hit and miss over here.
Like for fishing or for taste?
For taste.
No, phenomenal. If you don't know how to cook it. You take your burbot, you cut it all off the bone, and it's like the easiest fish to cut because you don't actually have to fillet it. You just skin it, just like a catfish, right? You just grab the skin and pull it back with pliers, and then you just cut your fillets off. But it's phenomenal. A little bit of salt water, you boil it in salt water, and then you make like a garlic butter, and you can dip it in there, and it tastes just like lobster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they call it poor man's lobster, which is crazy because I don't think I've ever seen a lobster that a poor man could afford.
Yeah, well, I'll have to give that a try if I ever cross paths with one again, so.
Oh, phenomenal, man.
Yeah, they're quite the fish to fish for, I know. There is.
Oh, huge fish. Yeah, they're awesome. Like, and me being from out east, I you know, I've caught cod in Newfoundland on the ocean, but I've never caught a burbot, a ling cod, an eel pout, whatever you want to call them. And my buddy here took me out and he said, we're going to a lake. It's only burbot. I'm like, what? How can a lake be only burbot? But I guess this lake is, the alkalinity in it is so high that only burbot can survive. So we go out and I'd never caught a burbot before. I've never caught one. I've seen one once when I went out with him to Cold Lake before. And we put down his Panoptics, his Garmin Panoptics, which if you've never seen one, is the coolest piece of kit in the fishing world right now.
Really?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no clue.
Okay, so this guy's got like a, I don't even know how big it is. I might be exaggerating, but I think it's a 10-inch screen or a 12-inch screen. And it's got a sonar pole that you put down. And he can see for like 120 feet in every direction to see where the fish are. And when you're sitting there and you can actually see what lure you're pulling up and jigging. And when the fish swims onto screen, you can actually make out what kind of fish it is. It's that, they're that good. Like,
really?
Yeah. So we punched a hole, put it down, seen fish like 40 feet away. We moved, punched another hole, seen the fish down below us, set up the tent, and we fished there all day and caught like 40.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, it is probably one of the coolest pieces of technology for a fisherman. Now, it comes at a price tag of like $3,200.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, it's not cheap by no means, but no. Man, is it ever a game changer.
Yeah, I bet. Like, I mean, the technology people are coming out with these days are insane. I know my buddy.
Oh, I know.
My buddy has a bunch of, his dad just got a bunch of ocean fishing stuff. Sonars nice. And stuff, and he's crazy big on like the ling cod fishing and the salmon fishing, and he was like talking about how his dad spent all this money on it and did all this, did all that, and installed it, and I don't think he stopped talking about ling cod fishing for the past week and a half. So
no, they're fishing on the ocean.
Yeah,
so those would actually be like cod then, right?
I don't even really know. They're just probably, I guess, ling cod.
Because I think a cod, I don't know, I could be wrong, but like I know East Coast is just an Atlantic cod, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's a West Coast, like a Pacific cod, but I don't know. Either way, cod is the coolest and best eating fish out there, and everybody buys cod in the store, but if you can catch it, phenomenal.
Yeah, the ling cod are pretty freaking scary. The teeth on them are ridiculous. Yeah, he's big into that. He's like, awesome. Gets all depressed and stuff when you tell him he's still like 2 months away, and he gets all sad for the rest of the day. So, yeah. So I've never done personally much ocean fishing. Like I've been. I guess I've only been one time. I went salmon fishing earlier this year. We were able to get 12 salmon.
Oh, wow.
12 salmon in 5 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. The day before, the guy said they hauled in 28 salmon in 6 hours.
Is that like on a guided trip?
Yeah, we got a guided trip. Just like out of actually where I'm living now, just out of Victoria and Souk, you got a little, got a little charter out of here.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah, so actually pretty good.
I'm hoping that'd be my next summer. I'm hoping we're gonna get to BC and I'm gonna get to do some backwoods river fishing and some hopefully on the ocean, maybe just from a pier or something, but you never know.
Yeah, I know the rivers back home, or if it's not so rainy this year and wet, it should be pretty good this year. And the rivers didn't. Nope. Rivers never actually really cleared up last year at all.
Just washed out?
Yeah, like, I mean, we had 20, like, we had 26 inches of rain in June alone. Man. It was ridiculous. And then the, like, one place you could fish at was, like, we call it the Fingers. And it's, like, right below a dam. It's, like, one of the bigger dams in BC. And it's three, it's pretty much just three rock fingers pretty much coming out from either side. Huh. And it's like, if you ever heard of the Peace River, it's like a big river, right?
Yeah.
And it's like probably, I don't want to say 50 or 60 yards wide. And that whole river goes right through there. So I think Buddy said it was 50 or 60 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that was like one of the only places you could fish in Peace Country there. But yeah. Huh.
The only place I fished in BC is I was actually tasked to the Olympics in 2010. I went to Chilliwack for a month during the Olympics when they were on, and we got to do some steelhead fishing in the Fraser.
Oh, it's awesome.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And like we only caught one fish between two of us, but it was wild. Like, they're huge.
Oh, they're giant. And then I'm supposed to go this weekend. But depending how the weather shapes up, but
Yeah, the weather, how it's going to shape up.
Yeah, not
in my fishing tournaments. Minus 50.
Yeah,
get out there. You can go.
Yeah, but it's a little cold, you know, with the wind and the water. Yeah,
a little cold.
Yeah, and then so have you ever done much fly fishing in your time?
I've done a little bit of it. I was gifted a fly rod when I was younger by my grandfather. And I didn't really know what I was doing, but I taught myself enough that I could pitch a fly, you know, 10, 15 yards into a creek. So, and that's mainly while I fished. I would just get in my car or on my pedal bike when I was even younger, and I would just look at a map and find a river. And that's where I would go, and I would just walk up and look for pools and trout all day.
So what kind of trout did you typically target and stuff?
The only trout we had back there was like specks. So brookies, really.
Well, yeah, those look pretty fun to catch.
That's really all we had.
Really?
I've never seen another trout until I came to Alberta.
Have you caught all different type of trout?
In Alberta, I've caught brook trout, I've caught tiger trout, and I've caught rainbow trout. I have not caught a brown trout yet. And I've never caught a bull trout. So,
oh. Yep,
they're on bull my
trout
list.
And then the cutthroat trout too. Hey,
yeah,
those are pretty fun to catch. I'm actually lucky enough to have a pond absolutely filled with them. Like, oh, nice. 15 minutes away from the house at a walk. And so it's pretty nice to have that there. And then I've been just fishing that for the last couple of days, and then found a fly that works like a dandy. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I got a buddy of mine back home. I'll give him a little shout out. His name's Eric Roach. He runs, it's called Wild Bunch Outfitters. It's just something he fun did for himself, and takes people out partridge hunting and stuff like that. But he's right big into fly tying now. So I'll have to hook you guys up, and he can send you a couple custom flies, because his work is phenomenal.
Yeah, I found that'd be awesome, actually. And then I actually got into fly tying over quarantine. Didn't have much to do. You don't think anybody in the world had much to do unless you were still working. But,
Yeah,
got into that. Got pretty good at it, and then tied too many flies, so I had to quit. I think I had 154 was the most I had at one point, and then Mom told me, you got to stop. Yeah, so.
Well, what we should do then is I don't know. We should figure out a way to give away some flies.
That'd be a thing to do, I guess. Never
team up.
I never really thought about that, I guess. Hey, so yeah, and then So you were talking earlier about cooking the bourbon. Are you much you much into cooking, I guess, in general, like meat or
everything? Everything. Really? I am the chef boyardee of my household. If you ever met me, I'm not a little boy, and I didn't get this way by eating cheese and crackers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Are you
Are you
into the smoking?
Yeah, I love it. I went out and I was able to twist my wife's arm this year, and she let me buy myself a Bradley Digital smoker.
Oh yeah.
So I love it. And like, I'm not a big fan of eating pike. It's not my favorite fish. I'll eat it if it's cooked properly. But I took some this year on the Bradley with some cherry wood, and I stuffed it, and I just let it smoke. I think I smoked it for like 7 hours. And when I took it out, it was some of the best pike that I've ever had.
Yeah.
So whitefish with cherry wood is really good.
I'll have to take note of that. I know my dad, my grandpa, even my uncle for that matter, are all super big into smoking. I mean, my dad did the same thing to my mom and let him buy like one of those little Traegers.
Okay,
bought a Traeger. My uncle's a Traeger. And then grandpa went the Mennonite way and built himself an actual smoker out of a filing cabinet. Out of there a filing go. Cabinet and a couple 1x4s. And
we think all weird about it, but I'll tell you what, I bet you that filing cabinet holds a hell of a lot more meat than the Traegers and the Bradley.
100%, I think we did. We did my whole deer. Because we just made it pretty much all into sausage, except for,
nice,
I want to say 20 pounds, if that. And with the rest we made into jerky, but I think we did the whole 110 pounds of sausage in one day.
That's so awesome.
I mean, last year it took us 2.5 days to smoke it in our two little Bradley smokers that we had, but I know Dad's big into smoking. But if you were to pick one piece of meat, what would you choose?
Ooh, are we talking like domestic or wild?
Anything. Game? Anything from Wagyu to.
Oh, I'm a prime rib whore.
That's.
I love prime rib. I will, like, when we're not out hunting, because it's so expensive to buy a chunk of prime rib. I don't know if it's expensive in BC, but it's like $90 for a chunk of prime rib.
Holy.
And it's phenomenal. But I usually time my cravings for prime rib with my wife and my kids' shopping trips to the city. So then we stay at one of the casinos in Edmonton, the River Creek Casino, and they have like the best all-you-can-eat prime rib dinner. So, I'll smoke my own prime rib when I'm feeling rich and fancy. But if I really want prime rib, I go into the city for a shopping trip.
Yeah.
I call it an eating trip with a little bit of gambling, and everybody else goes shopping. Yeah. So
I know that River Cree Casino, pretty good. Played hockey there. Mom won a couple bucks there. Yeah. So.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. That's actually pretty good. Have you ever smoked a brisket before?
I have smoked a brisket. I did two briskets this year.
Nice.
And they turned out pretty darn good. An old boss, like not an old boss, a boss. I used to work at a brewery here in Alberta as a part-time job when I wasn't in the army and coaching and hunting. And so I really didn't have a lot of time on my hands working with a brewery, but he runs a smoking team here, like a competition team. And they are some of the best cooks I've ever had cook personally for me. And it's phenomenal food.
I know.
It's an art.
Oh, I've watched like videos and stuff on like people making tomahawk steaks.
Yeah, that's just as much as a prime rib.
It's ridiculous. We were talking and my grandpa, and he's like, or I said, we should make tomahawk steaks out of a whitetail or like our deer this next year.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Yeah. So I said we should make prime rib, or not prime rib. Sorry. A tomahawk steak. You good?
Yeah,
over
I don't
there?
Know what my phone's doing here. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. But make a tomahawk steak out of the next deer we get, whether that's a whitetail or a mule deer. He's like, that's a good idea, because, I mean, a tomahawk steak is not cheap at all. And such a good cut of meat, too. I mean, that'd be one fun to eat, and I bet it'd be even more fun to...
To watch and cook, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, I think it was... So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then, so are you much... So you're obviously big into cooking in general, but are you, like, what's your favorite way of cooking?
Off the cuff, if you get what I mean. Like, that, everybody has, like, cookbooks and recipes, and you can ask my wife and kids. I have made the weirdest concoctions of food that you've ever heard, just because, A, I want to get rid of it. Like, before it goes bad or before the meat gets freezer burnt, or I never spice anything the same way twice. I just throw this in and that in and this in. So I love creating dishes. And I was shown a dish last week by my daughter. She found it on TikTok of all places. And it was that tomato and feta cheese thing. And you cook.
Oh yeah!
I'll tell you what.
I actually
it's
saw
really
that.
Good. I cooked it, and it's really good. But
there's like something about Finland going out.
Yeah.
Like selling out of feta cheese or
something.
Something
like that.
Yeah, I'll have to try that one of these days.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I just like cooking. I like cooking. I like harvesting my own fish, harvesting my own animals. Cooking my own food, it's a hell of a lot cheaper. I don't have to go to the store and pay the man to get some meat. And like even beef, I'll go to the local butcher shop if I can, or I'll go to my buddies who own cattle farms and buy some of their meat, just so that I don't have to go to a store and pay, you know, $7 or $6 a pound for meat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's pretty crazy. The prices and stuff of meat's getting these days.
And I say that, but geez, for, you know, conservation purposes, we pay for our tags every year. So, you know, you pay $70 or whatever for your deer tags. I think it's $35 a deer. So, $9.40.
You guys pay $35 a deer?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Holy, what do you guys pay for, like, an elk or something?
I think they're all the same.
Yeah, we pay $15 for a deer and $35 for an elk and a moose.
Jeez, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think ours is relatively the same. I think it's like $30-$35 or something across the board.
Nice.
And then our fishing license is $25, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think ours is somewhere around there, but I'm lucky enough I don't have to get my fishing license quite yet.
So. Nice, nice.
I actually have a couple more months than I have to, so unfortunate. It's going to make me cry, but I'm going to have to pack around a piece of paper everywhere I go, because who knows when I'll end up fishing.
Oh, that's what I do. I got, like, if you open the back of my truck right now, my sled's loaded. There's propane. There's fishing rods. There's bait. There's everything. It's all frozen stiff, but it's in there just in case I need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know where I got that, but it doesn't run in my family lineage. Lineage or whatever that word is.
Yeah, no, I've always been that way. Like, you ask my parents where I was on a Saturday morning. I would get up on my bike at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. and I'd be ripping down to the river just to fish all day.
Yeah. So I guess we can head a little bit back to fishing a bit. What's your favorite way, and what's your favorite fish to catch? Or to fish for?
It really depends. Like I love being able to just put my stuff in my backpack and, you know, bring enough stuff for a shore lunch and just walk the rivers all day. But out here, I can't really, you know, I could do that, but it wouldn't be the same. So here I love ice fishing here. It's just, there's so many lakes around me, and everybody thinks, oh, the prairies, you know, we don't have a lot of water. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a phenomenal amount of lakes, man-made, man-stocked, whatever, but there are a number of lakes with trophy animals in it, around me. Like I fish Clear Lake. It's a tag lake, so you have to have tags to get walleye out of it. But there's you can catch some monster walleye in there. 45 minutes to an hour north, there's Long Lake, and it's got trophy pike. So guys are pulling 38-pound pike out of there. So within 2 hours, I can catch burbot, perch, pike, trout, rainbow laker, brook, so many fish, perch. Jeez, it's unbelievable, the fishing here. And like I've actually started this year, that just passed in the summer, I've stopped fishing a lot in Alberta, and I've started making my way into Saskatchewan. The bag limits, like the limits are better there, so I get to keep a little bit more, and I can have more of a shore lunch when I'm out, where you can keep two lake trout, or you can keep, you know, five walleye compared to one or two walleye here in Alberta, which, you know, it is what it is. You have to conserve the water somehow, and the limits the way they are. If that's what the scientists say it needs to happen, that's what they say. We just moved to different water, right? So,
yeah. So, I mean, you were talking like lake fishing and stuff, yeah, and the limits. Like, what kind of gear do you use when you're lake fishing?
I'm a spin cast kind of guy. I'm not into the bait caster scene. I've tried it a couple times. I just cause a lot of grief with spin outs or rat nests or whatever they're called, bird's nests in my reel. So yeah. I just stick to the classical Canadian Tire Walmart specials. And every time I see a fishing rod on sale at Canadian Tire or Walmart, I buy it. So sometimes I'll come home with one fishing rod, and my wife would be like, why'd you need one fishing rod? And then I'll come home sometimes with 15 fishing rods, and my wife will look at me and she'll be like, seriously? But when I'm buying a fishing rod for $4, like, oh, I'm up for that deal any day.
Exactly. I mean, you can't beat that.
And she's like, well, there's no reels on them. Well, I've got reels on my other rods. Well, use those rods. Well, yeah, but they'll break sometime. I'm a hypothetical guy. You never know. You never know when it's going to break. So I'm going to have 100 rods before I die.
Yeah, and if I was like that, I'd be broke. I'd be bankrupt and debt, and I don't know where else that
would be. That's why I shop the deals, man. You gotta shop those Walmart shelves, because hey, there's nothing wrong with an ugly stick.
Oh, there's nothing wrong.
They make a great stick.
Yeah, but. There's bass down here apparently, so I went pretty hard into that. And that stuff is not cheap even at Walmart or Canadian Tire. So we bought some different types of rigs, like the Senko rigs and the Texas rigs. And I think I put myself at $200 or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
Between Cabela's and Canadian Tire. And
all you needed was some Rapalas.
Actually, all I needed was a Blue Fox spinner that was in my tackle box that I found on the river.
Yeah, so, and you spend all that money and you don't even need it.
Exactly, and once I caught that, I was like, "You're kidding me."
Yeah, I can't wait to get out this summer again.
Oh, I'm praying and hoping that So water god, stay away and lower the rivers and keep the rain away.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd love to, you know, fuck. Oh, I swore. Maybe we'll meet up when I come down and do some river fishing down there.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever come up to the neck of the woods.
Oh, I'll be coming. That's,
yeah, you come and give me a shout. We could make something work.
Yeah, it's the wife's goal this summer, and my daughter has a friend in BC that she wants to see. So all things considered, hopefully the COVID bug stays away and life can go back somewhat normal.
Yeah. If it's anything like last year summer, we should in theory be good.
It'd be cool to come down there. And even like we'd spoke about your team coming out to Alberta, any time of the year really works for fishing here because you can fish on the boats or you can fish on the ice. So
yeah, hoping kind of coming up future years we can make it over there for spring bear, or even next couple of years I'm gonna start putting in for mule deer draw.
Nice. Yeah,
we start seeing how that works, kind of thing. Poke my nose around in that bush. So
we've got some big things coming up this spring bear hunt. I think we're gonna meet up in Athabasca again for another team hunt and try and put three bears on the ground in one weekend. So
yeah, make sure Ryan doesn't do any scouting. Oh yeah.
I know.
Had to poke fun at that.
Yeah,
that little guy.
You know what? The guy he knows his neck of the woods pretty good. He's pointing out some spots that him and Mark were seeing some bear sign last year. So I said, well, I've never killed a bear, so that's my goal this year, because I don't know how invested I can be this fall when it comes to hunting with them, unless they come down to me, because I've got a bull moose tag that I've been waiting on since 2012.
Ooh.
So I've had quite the wait for it, but I need to better my 52.5 inches, 22 points. So I'm going.
That's awesome.
I'm going for a big boy.
Hopefully you get that, but I know my success with bears isn't the greatest. Actually, it's funny. I can in the summer, I can, you know. Bears will be all around me, but hunting season come, I'm usually like, can't be seen. And one day, me and my cousin ran into three different bears at like 10 yards. They're like, so, like, talk about something to get your blood rushing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's the same thing here. Like, I see probably every day 5 to 12 mule deer. And then come hunting season, it's like somebody picked up all the mule deer and moved them out of the province.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Like hunting season, even this year, whoa, excuse me. Even this year, we saw two bucks we called Hooker and Thing 2 4 days in a row before season. The same time, same place, and then opening day season.
Nothing.
They went there.
Wow.
They went there. And it was like, you're kidding me. Same with three other deer that we've been seeing up on this one piece of property, kind of back against these bush. They're there at like lunchtime, noon, went there again. Nothing.
That's
and luckily, later on in the evening, something, a little deer kind of popped out to try to make a stalk on it, but didn't work out. So hopefully this year it'll be a different story.
Yeah, that would be, it'd be something else. Like I'm hoping I get this moose this year.
That'd be awesome.
That's my big goal.
Is that down in Wainwright area?
Yeah, just outside of Wainwright to the west.
Is there much moose?
Tons.
Is there?
Tons of moose down here.
Oh, really?
That's what I mean. Like everybody, you know, everybody thinks we're just, you know, canola fields and you know, nothing for as long as you can see, but the hunting and the fishing around here is friggin' amazing.
I know the hunting is ridiculous. I think there was three or four 200 or plus inch mule deer that came out of like Wainwright area this year.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
And that's the only, that's like, those are the only ones that we heard of, right? So
yeah, exactly. And there's all those old fellas that aren't posting online, and they just go out and shoot their big deer and call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, just seeing the deer that came out of Saskatchewan and southern Alberta this year just blows my mind.
Oh, it's, yeah, unbelievable.
Like, yeah, it was ridiculous. And then some of the stuff that Cody and Kelsey Robbins were shooting. And you ever get a chance to watch that Sleepy story by them?
No.
No.
No. No, I haven't.
Well, I wanted to do that, but I've yet to find where to get it, so.
No, I haven't watched it. I'll look for the link, though, and I'll see if I can find it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Clayton Schick Outdoors.
You were telling me about him the other day.
Yeah, I ended up actually getting to talk to him. I was hanging out on one of his lives on YouTube, and he said, well, if you make a comment and my wife likes your comment, then we'll put you in the draw. So he did six draws, and they were all given away, and he said, you know what, I want to give away something of mine. So he pulled out the old Clayton Schick Outdoors toque and pulled the next name, and lo and behold, it was mine. And I'd been there for an hour and 40 minutes. I was the 17th comment that they picked up, and he's like, if you're here, I'm going to be so surprised. There's no way you're still here. And I commented, and he's like, holy, you've been here since the beginning. So he messaged me, and we talked a little bit. He gave me some pointers, a huge lake trout guy. So he gave me some pointers on a couple things to pick up and to use for the tournament. So that was kind of handy.
That's awesome. You get a couple pointers from there. He has big dogs.
He's a big dog. Like, when we're done here, look him up, Clayton Schick Outdoors. It's a riot to watch. Such a good fisherman. He's got all the gear. He's got his bad times too, and he makes fun of it and he laughs, and it's cool to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll have to give him a look.
He's not that BC trout fishing guy, but he's Saskatchewan, Alberta style for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, that's all I got to talk about today. I mean, if there's anything you want to talk about, fire away.
No, that's pretty much it. If girls want to see more content, then they can hit us both up or, message one of our pages, Big Game Pursuit or Double Down Outdoors, and we can get more content fishing wise. I know Mark likes to fish and Ryan likes to fish. They're not as hard into it as I am, but they both have expressed their love of, the outdoors and wanting to go fishing more. So we're definitely planning on some team hunts or some team fishing here in the next year or two and try and squeeze together some more videos. So hard because we're 3 hours apart. So
yeah, for
film,
sure.
To film an episode, like we did, we filmed a two-part episode. It's on our Instagram page for the beginning of the season, and it took 5 days of hunting just to get enough to put a 30-minute episode up after editing. So it's not easy, for sure.
No, just imagine little Mark and the Ford Ranger fishing away.
Oh, yeah, well, me and Mark drove that Ford Ranger out for a hunt when Ryan went on a different hunt. So the old Danger Ranger keeps you going.
Are you talking about the time Ryan went scouting?
Oh, I don't know if it was that time, or I think he went out elk hunting that night by himself, and me and Mark went out for deer. So
yeah. Oh, was that the night that he shot his deer, his whitetail?
No, he was across the street on the Hutterite land. We were in the community land. He was on the Hutterite land because we hadn't got permission yet for me to go on the land. So me and Mark went to the community land.
Nice.
And we didn't see nothing. We watched trees blow in the wind all night. And then he called us and was like, "Yeah, I shot a nice buck." And I was like, "What? You're such a liar." So me and Mark packed up all our stuff. We walked the kilometer and a half back to the truck, unloaded our stuff, and then walked the kilometer and a half to where he was standing in the field. And he's like, "It's in there somewhere. I haven't found it yet." I'm like, "Oh, here we go." So after about, I don't know, probably 15 minutes of searching, we found it, caught on the blood trail, and there he was. And sure enough, the deer was in full velvet. So now not only are we dragging a big buck out, we're dragging a big buck out that we don't want to hurt the antlers. So everybody, it took forever. We didn't get out of there till like midnight that night.
Yeah, I know. Velvet, you got to be pretty careful with. I've not had the privilege to shoot a velvet mule deer yet, or velvet anything, actually, for that matter. But hoping this year I could squeeze the trigger on something with velvet. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Man, I can't wait to hunt this year. I got my new sight coming, so.
Oh, you got that Garmin, didn't you?
New Garmin.
You got a deal on one, then you won one, didn't you?
I haven't won it yet. I'm in for a draw for one.
Oh.
If I win it, one of you guys wants it, though.
Oh, I'll take first dibs on that one.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on here tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Fun to get away from the hunting, talk a little bit, and talk about some fishing and some stories. It was fun.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and thank you, Devin, for coming on, taking the time out of your evening to talk fishing. So
appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I guess that's it for episode 3. Episode 3. Well, I don't even know what episode we're on anymore.
I guess it's episode 2 for you.
I guess.
Because I think your actual 2 got deleted, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. So I guess this should be episode 2. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. And hope you guys have a good day. Devin, have a good night. And
cheers, man. Yeah, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, for sure. See you guys.